find us online at ElusiveEscaperooms.com. And mention promo code MAXFM to save on your next adventure. Located across from Noah's Ark on Wisconsin Dells Parkway in Wisconsin Dells, Elusive Escape Rooms, the best escape you'll ever attempt to make.
Looking for something a little extra sweet on the buffet? Hi, this is Jess at the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch, and it's official, the sweet chili pizza is back. This pizza has peppers, onion, pineapple, and is drizzled with that sweet chili sauce. Now available on the buffet and on the menu to order. Plus, also join us for our all-day buffet every day, and come on and see us on Reedsburg's east side. Stop on in. Looking forward to seeing ya.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Big Deals. Hi, it's Jenny from Big Deals, and here's a reminder from a mom for you. Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this mom is here to tell you that I love gift certificates from Big Deals. Certificates for dining, entertainment, and a whole lot more. And if you purchase today, your Big Deal store is offering you an additional 15% off your entire purchase. Just use the promo code MOM. Today, and today only, save big from Big Deals.
Find all the great deals online at MaxFMBigDeals.com and start saving.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Hopes for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas appear to be dimming as talks in Egypt have not produced a deal, and ABC's Marcus Moore in Tel Aviv says the Israeli military appears to be gearing up for a new ground offensive.
Israeli military officials urging Palestinians to evacuate parts of the southern Gaza city of Rafah ahead of an expected ground offensive by Israeli forces into the city, where more than a million civilians have sought shelter during the war.
Pro-Palestinian demonstrations continue on U.S. college campuses. Some schools trying to resume normal operation. UCLA going back to in-person classes today. At USC, police cleared an encampment on Sunday morning. Worries of severe storms from northern Texas to South Dakota today. There's a risk of powerful tornadoes between Wichita and Oklahoma City. Meanwhile, more rain in eastern Texas exacerbated already heavy flooding. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
According to the White House, on Wednesday, the president plans to travel to Racine. He's expected to talk about investing in America and then will hold a campaign event afterwards. This will be President Biden's fourth time in the Badger State this year. A generous Mount Horeb community member is spearheading the creation and distribution of yard signs. The signs are in production now and will be distributed free of charge at the Mount Horeb Welcome Center. You can also find them at area gas stations and Miller's Supermarket. If you would like to help contribute to the cost of the signs, you can go to the Mount Horeb Chamber of Commerce website. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 73 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy with some thunderstorms after midnight. Our low 54. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun with rain and thunderstorms. Could be some heavy rain. High tomorrow, 72. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
99.7.
Joining us this morning. Hopefully you're having a great Monday. I mean, you know, the sun is shining. We're drinking lots of coffee, add a donut in there. There's all the positives I can find on a Monday. Bob Seger celebrating his 79th birthday today. It's Shakedown now on 99.7 Max FM.
No matter what you think you hold, you'll find it's not enough. No matter who you think you know, you won't get through. It's a given LA law. No matter how the race is run, it all
everybody wants into the crowded line. Break down, take down, you bust it, bust it. Shake down, break down, hurry up, just about the time you think it's all right.
'90s and more.
'99.7
Max FM.
Emotion overload in the
Tell It to My Heart. There is Taylor Dayne. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. So I was doing a little research, Finn, and I mentioned that George Clooney had starred on a medical sitcom that was before ER, the drama series. And I have to say it like that because the medical sitcom he was on was also called ER, but it was E/R. And it starred Elliot Gould as Dr. Howard Sheinfeld. And George Clooney played Mark Ace Colmer, who happened to be the nephew of Conchata Farrell, who was a regular on that show. Huh. And so, yeah, so it was, how long did this one run? It ran from, let's see, what does it tell me? 1984 to 1985. So September 16th of 84 to February 27th of 1985. So more than 6 months, but less than a year.
Right.
This is the stuff that stuck in my brain. But I do remember him on that show because he wasn't a regular on it, but he appeared in a few of the episodes. Now, Chris also texted in this morning to tell me that George was also on the TV show Sisters. I had forgotten about that.
Oh, I remember that.
And he was also on The Facts of Life, too. Remember?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, sure. I forgot all about that. So George Clooney, like way back in the day. I mean, we're talking like really young George at that point. But
I had forgotten about Sisters because
I
think
Cela
Ward was on Sisters.
Yes, that was one of my favorite shows. That was a great show. So yes, a fantastic show. Thank you for the text this morning, Chris, and for letting us go down TV memory lane here. But yes, E/R was the show I was thinking of. Things are ingrained in my brain, and they're just never going to come out of my brain. And I'm sure if I brought that up to my husband, it would be another one of those moments, Ben, where he would just roll his eyes and he'd be like, are you serious? Why do you remember this?
Just remembering some of those old shows.
Right?
It's interesting the shows that didn't make the cut versus the ones that did, because you have shows like MASH and Gunsmoke that were on the air for about 100 years. The Simpsons, another case where, you know, and then there are some shows that they did a pilot, they ran for a few episodes, and then they pulled the plug. And it's not always because they were bad shows. They just didn't speak to a larger audience.
And the only reason I remember this particular E/R was because it was on the USA Network like in the afternoons when I'd come home from school. They play like two episodes back to back. And obviously there weren't many episodes to choose from, so it wasn't very long lived. But at the same time, I do remember that. Now, interestingly enough, in case you don't remember what this show was about, it's an emergency room, hence the title E/R. And I say that to differentiate it because a couple of the other cast members besides George Clooney also went on to star on the NBC drama ER a few years later. Wow. So it's very confusing, right? But it took place at this fictional hospital called Clark Street Hospital. It was in Illinois. It was centered on the everything that took place in an ER and the lives of the doctors who worked there. Dr. Howard Sheinfeld, who is played by Elliot Gould, was a twice divorced ear, nose, and throat specialist who moonlit at this particular hospital, so he had enough money to pay his alimony payments.
Okay.
And then, of course, there was lots of, you know, things that ensued and lots of chaos and all of that good stuff. But
wacky hijinks.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
You know, what this sounds like is this is where they really first had the germ of an idea for ER.
Right.
The ER that we eventually got, it just started in a different kind of way.
Yeah, I think so, because, you know, it was back then in 1994. This lasted until 1985, so it was only 9 years later that ER actually came onto the scene as a drama. So there you go. Both on NBC, though, interestingly enough. So I do remember things. It's okay. These are I'll like forget what I had for breakfast in about an hour. But you tell me all. Ask me any question about E/R, and I am there. Golden Palace, I've got it. covered. I am your girl. Don't ask me anything important, though, ever. Now, speaking of things that are maybe important in this world, if you spent your weekend watching a whole lot of NBA playoffs, or maybe even watch the Kentucky Derby, you need to give yourself a little pat on the back for taking really good care of yourself. This is intriguing. A new study in Japan found that watching sports boosts our mental health and generally makes us happier human beings. You notice there's nothing about old sitcoms on that about, boosting our mental health and being happier humans. And I would really like to see them like talk to Packers fans, honestly, because there is no fan base that has a greater swing of emotions ever than the Green Bay Packers fan base, or maybe just Bears fans in general, because, well, we've seen what they've been doing the last few years. Although if you're a Bears fan, it looks very promising, which should be kind of, like a wake-up call for the rest of the NFC North. However, researchers scanned people's brains while they watched various sports and found it activated the reward circuit in their brains, which is linked to feelings of pleasure and happiness. They also found that people who regularly watch a lot of sports have more gray matter in those areas, which suggests it might even change our brain structure over time. Researchers say, quote, for those seeking to enhance their overall well-being, regularly watching sports can serve as an effective remedy. Interesting stuff. I don't know. There's some sports.
If your team is winning, obviously.
Probably, because when your team loses, well, that's not fun. No. That's not fun at all. That's why I said Packers fans like might be the anomaly to this one, because they can go from complete jubilation in one quarter of the game to complete demise in the next quarter. And I can't even imagine what the brain structure and the brain activity and swings would be like at that point. But it is interesting. Now, there are certain sports that I like to watch a little bit more than others, and I'm one of those people that if my team is out, then sure, I'll pay a little bit of attention, but I'm not glued to it like I once was, kind of thing. You know, it's even like Sunday during football season. Like, we spend a lot of time with the TV on football, because usually that's all that there really is if you're just watching network TV, but we aren't necessarily glued to it unless we think it's going to be a really, really great game between two teams.
Yeah.
You know, but it's on, but we're not
invested in it.
Yeah, if you asked us what the score was, we'd be like, I don't know, let me go look at the TV. We can't tell you anything that's happening. Yeah. But it's on, just for the sheer fact of sometimes it's just background noise. If the Packers are playing, it's a whole nother story. I mean, there's pomp, there's circumstance, there's meals that are made specifically around that game, there's crock pot meals, all of that kind of stuff.
Right.
If it's just two general teams, we're like, whatever. You're just my background noise for the night. That's all you are.
A little bit of filler. You can't get too invested in it.
Right, yeah. Right. I mean, there's other things to do in life too. But I think it's interesting that, we find that much reward in watching sports. I think it's interesting how people's brains work. Speaking of which, did you see the roast of Tom Brady took place this weekend?
I heard about it, but I didn't really see anything.
Well, yet. Tom Brady is one of those guys who can really poke fun at himself. So I can appreciate that. He was roasted by Kevin Hart, Nikki Glaser, Rob Gronkowski, who went all Gronk apparently on stage, and it turned into kind of a debacle with him, Peyton Manning, Bill Belichick, and a whole lot more. They made some jokes about Giselle, which Tom took in stride. He really only got upset when they made a joke about Robert Kraft and some sort of massage thing. And he even told the roastmaster, Jeff Ross, in his ear, don't say that blank again. So that was the only thing that he took offense to, interestingly enough. I love that he was totally cool with them, bashing Giselle, but Robert Kraft was completely off limits.
Forget about it. Yeah.
don't say anything mean about him. Kraft was, by the way, in the audience, and he spoke towards the end of the night. He didn't actually do a roast, though, of Tom Brady. He only said very nice things about Tom Brady, only because he's still hoping he'll come out of retirement and save his team, probably. But Will Ferrell was there. He roasted Brady as Ron Burgundy, which would be pretty awesome to see. And Kim Kardashian was there. She entered the stage with a whole bunch of booze. So there was that. She busted out some Caitlyn Jenner jokes as well. So that kind of was weird. And then Bill Belichick was the surprise, I guess, of the evening, according to social media. He was actually really, really good. He made a crack about Tide Pods being one of Gronk's favorite foods. And before the night ended, Kevin Hart even got Bill to take a shot with Kraft. So there you go.
Eventful evening, I guess, huh?
Weird stuff. Weird stuff. I mean, you know, if that doesn't get the rewards of your brain flowing, I don't know what will. I'm seeing Tom Brady squirm is all I need. I'm good with that. But anyway, interesting stuff in the world of sports. Switching gears completely here this morning because, you know, some people love sports to, you know, get their brain activity moving in a different direction. Other people love pets. So I think it's time we talk about our pets of the week here quickly, shall we? Look at these two little faces. Let's start with our dog of the week. Isn't he beautiful? My goodness. His name is Arthur, and he is an 8-month-old handsome Austrian Shepherd, I should say. He's a mix. He was surrendered due to allergies in the family. He has a beautiful brown glossy coat and some really beautiful ice blue eyes. My gosh, look at him. He is just handsome, is he not?
Yeah.
Arthur can be shy when he first meets new people. He can become very jumpy as well when he's excited. So older kids in the home would be probably more appropriate for Arthur. He is okay with dogs and cats. He walks well on a leash and he enjoys being outside on walks and hanging out with his people in the yard. He loves to give kisses and treats are an absolute must for Arthur. He will be neutered, microchipped, and up to date on vaccines before going home. He's just a love of a guy, isn't
handsome
he gorgeous?
Guy,
yeah, he really is. He really is beautiful. And when they say glossy, they absolutely mean it. He's the photo of him, he's standing in the sunshine and he is just glistening. He is just shiny. He's beautiful.
He
and
does look like that typical herding dog, though.
Yes, he does.
Looks like he's ready for his job.
Yes,
you know?
He does. And that's why they sometimes get a little jumpy, because they want to work. Those herding dogs want to have a task. Yeah. Even when we go to training, we have a few of the herding dogs, and they're always a little bit of our barkers. They're a little bit more of our talkative ones in the group, and they get really antsy when they're not doing something, and that's because they are working dogs. They want to have a task to do all the time. So usually when you can keep them busy, that's when they're happy. And you probably know this with Mr. Theo.
Exactly.
How does Theo do with idle time, Finn?
But you know what? It's so weird because Theo is so connected to his mama.
Sure.
That he needs to be by her side as much as he possibly can. So when he's in the backyard, he'll do his victory laps. He'll run around a little bit, get some energy out. But other than that, his only herding companion is our other dog, our lab retriever.
I don't
Sunset,
think she herds so. Much, does she?
No.
I didn't think so.
No. But if we call Sunset, Theo has to be there to make sure she is shepherded.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Yeah, because they just always want to work, right? We have a collie that comes to class, and collies are the same way. He gets a little vocal when things aren't lined up and when we aren't, you know, when we're all not moving in a group, because that's what his job is. That's what is bred into him, is he knows that you are supposed to be moving in a group. And we call him, his name is Wally. He just really wants us all to move at the same time. I mean, so he's back there, he's barking at us because he's like, you people suck at this. I mean, like, come on and get going.
Move it along here,
exactly,
people.
Exactly. And if somebody has to stop for a sniff break, hello, Aspie, or they have to stop for a potty break, Wally just kind of goes insane because you're not with the group, right? So he's trying to turn. He's trying to figure out where you're going because the group should be moving together because he's trying to herd. So I think herding dogs are really intelligent, really fun, too. I know for some people they can be a little annoying because of the, you know, what they're bred to do. But I think they're really awesome, too. I think they're fascinating. Yeah. And then we have our cat of the week, Bendy. Oh, look at him. He is a 2-year-old black and white tuxedo domestic short hair mix. He was surrendered to the shelter when his family can no longer keep him. Now, this is actually like having two cats as far as our pets of the week, because Bendy is bonded to his buddy, Chutch. Chutch is a 3-year-old domestic short hair black mix as well. Bendy is very affectionate and he enjoys exploring the socialization room. He enjoys you enticing him to play with a wand toy, but he's very much kind of a lap guy. He just likes to hang out. Bendy is a big boy looking for his forever home, but it must be with his buddy Chutch. So if you're going to take one, you have to take the other.
Two for one. Yeah, exactly.
I love it though. He's neutered, he's up to date on vaccines, and he'll be microchipped prior to going home, but he is just a sweet guy as well.
Yeah.
So again, if you're going to take Bendy, Chutch comes with you, and remember that they are a bonded pair. So don't let that surprise you if you're interested in one. Now, of course, they held their 25th annual Paws Walk over on Saturday at the dog park. Rain cut some of the activities a little short, but the walk and the events that they were able to get in, everybody had a really great time. And of course, all of the proceeds go to helping care for the homeless shelter animals over at the Sauk County Humane Society. Big shout out to the staff and the volunteers who worked on this event and made it a super fun and really great success. I saw a lot of photos, and I got to be honest, we didn't have puppy school this week, so we were never able to get our group together to actually go. And I thought about going down there, and I had my alarm set, and I hit snooze, and I woke up about an hour and a half later.
Oh, no.
I was like, oh, I missed it. I even had Aspen stuff all ready to go. She had her little collar and her everything ready, and I had it all sitting by the door, and I was like, oh, I suck so bad.
I guess next time.
Yeah, but I have seen a lot of photos. It was obviously a really great time down there. New volunteer orientation, if you want to help out shelter animals in a different way, is actually going to be this coming Saturday at the shelter, 10 a.m. There's so many different ways. Even if you don't want to work one-on-one with the animals, you can help with the front desk. You can help with lawn care, especially this time of year. There's lots of ways that you can be involved over at the Sauk County Humane Society. I'm going to tell you where you can get an application in just a moment. And by the way, if you have kiddos who want to help out with the animals, 8 to 18 is the recommended age, but they must have an adult with them, and that adult will also need to go through volunteer orientation as well. Just a little heads up if anybody's got a kiddo who wants something to do this summer. And then, of course, they always need some donations over at the Sauk County Humane Society: bleach, liquid laundry detergent, and canned cat and dog food. Some of their big needs right now. You can take it over there yourself, you can have it delivered through Amazon or Chewy, whatever best fits your schedule. They just appreciate anything that everybody is able to do to help them out. Saukhumane.org to see Arthur, to see Bendy and his buddy Chutch, to get that volunteer orientation application, or really just to find out some of the other things that they need over there, because they're always very busy at the Sauk County Humane Society. Saukhumane.org is that web address one more time. Words on a Monday. Sometimes they're easier than others. Taking a look at the forecast right now, Finn, it is going to be an absolutely gorgeous day. My goodness. I feel like there's going to be some, well, Aspie has a very busy day. She has a very full day planned on this Monday. She has to go to the groomer because, you know, every girl needs a good spa day. So this will be Aspie's day. And then she has a puppy practor appointment as well, because her little back, well, it's been a while, and she likes to run headfirst into things during Zoomy, so we got to make sure the neck is good. Sometimes you just can't control your limbs, Finn. Sometimes things are going and you just can't stop, and see a slide and it's head first into things. We've all been there, after all. I mean, especially after a long night of too many adult beverages, we've been in exactly that situation. So she's got a puppy practor appointment today, and then because that basically butts up almost at the time we have to leave for taekwondo, she also gets to go hang out in Madison for the evening with me.
Wow, busy day for me.
I know. And mama gets to chauffeur around to all of it. Yay me. But it is going to be absolutely beautiful. 73 for a high. Partly cloudy tonight with some thunderstorms after midnight, down to 54. And then a mix of clouds and sun. Maybe some rain tomorrow. Some thunderstorms possible as well. And we could see some heavy rain too. 72 for a high. Right now, it's 48.
This is the Sauk County Public Health Minute, brought to you by Back Road Baraboo Motors.
I'm here with Kate, a health educator with Public Health Sauk County, who coordinates the Sauk County Partnership for Prevention, which is a community coalition that works to prevent youth use of alcohol and tobacco. So So Kate, with graduation and summer celebrations coming up, what should we know about underage alcohol use?
Science tells us that human brains develop until about age 25. That's why the earlier people drink alcohol, the more likely they are to have problems with alcohol as adults, and the more damage they can do to key parts of their brain, including those areas responsible for memory, learning, and mood. Our coalition wants to remind adults that it is illegal to provide alcohol or a place to drink for young people under 21 who are not your own children. Visit our website, p4psoc.org, for more safe party tips.
That's a great reminder for everyone in our communities.
Yeah, our coalition welcomes everyone to join us. Our monthly meetings are where we take action to support healthy and supportive communities.
This has been the Sauk County Public Health Minute, brought to you by Backroad Baraboo Motors.
Whether you're shopping new or pre-owned, we've got something that's just right for you at Backroad Baraboo Motors. Plus, with Baraboo to You, you'll get free shipping up to 100 miles and a 20-day, 500-mile vehicle exchange policy. And our top-notch Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram certified service team is here to help with all your maintenance needs. Follow us on Facebook at Backroad Baraboo and shop Baraboomotors.com. Then come see us to experience just how easy car buying should be.
We tend not to think about right now, but right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. When you give to the V Foundation, 100% of your donation goes directly to game-changing cancer research. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you. Donate at V.org, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
I want you to want me.
I want you, want me, I need you to need me. I found
I want you to want me. There is Cheap Trick. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 8:35 right now. And Finn, you know, when it comes to the sewers of the world, I'd rather kind of not know what's going on down there. But, you know, there might be an epic battle between the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, though, and Pennywise. And then I'm totally there for that. But there are workers who are spending a lot of time down in our sewers, right? So a sewer company just put out a list of the weirdest stuff that they've come across or that they felt like they could actually share with us. Yeah. And here's the top 10. We're going to start at the bottom and work our way up. Number 10 on the list is car tires. How in the world do you get that into the sewer? I mean, like, you have to be working really hard to get a car tire down into the sewer. I don't even understand how that happens. Cutlery is a number one, is the next one on the list at number 9. Now, I can understand that because sometimes that stuff goes down your drain or something like that accidentally.
Yeah.
And so that kind of, that one makes a little bit more sense. Keys comes in at number 8. Really? Like, me, and I could see that, people dropping them in the street or something, and, you know, you get the grates and stuff like that, so I can understand that. Wallets at number 7 on the list. Now, I never want that thing back, just in case you're wondering.
Like, not
you
after
just keep
falling
it
into a sewer. No.
I'll make sure that all everything is new. I don't need that back. Glasses comes in at number 6 on the list as well. And again, I probably maybe getting out of cars, falling off of, you know, people put them on their shirts or whatever. So that one I could see. A chopped up bed frame comes in at number 5 on the list. Okay. Now, there's not really a good explanation for why that would be in the sewer or how it actually got there. I'm pretty sure. Underwear comes in at number 4 on the list. Sometimes you just don't want to even ask, right? Like, there's just no questions. False teeth comes in at number 3 on the list. That's another one that I could kind of understand, only because this goes way back in my childhood, and it was actually kind of traumatizing for a long time until I got older. My grandma, and I've talked about this before, she would take her false teeth out at night, and then she'd put them in a cup next to the kitchen sink with, you know, her cleaner and stuff. So maybe that's an older person thing. So maybe that's happening. I don't know. It was traumatizing as a really young child, seeing my grandma's teeth. And it was a clear cup always, too, right?
Uh-huh. So you could just see right there.
Yes. Yeah. You go get a drink of water and you're like, huh, well, that changes everything. Number 2 on the list is pieces of a garden shed. Again, questions. Okay. Like, how does it get there? Why is it there? Why did you think that was a good place to dispose of your garden shed? I have no idea. And number 1, and I can totally get this because kids like are fascinated by how things flush, right? So toys, including a Ken doll and a Dora the Explorer action figure, which probably I'm going to assume that might have been the greatest exploration of Ken's life ever, is going into the sewer. He was a little boring, just a little boring. Dora, she has adventures all the time. She just chalked it up to another trip with the map and the backpack. Ken, on the other hand, though, it was much different for him.
It took an adventure through a sewer for things to really get exciting for Ken.
If you saw the Barbie movie, I'm pretty sure Barbie was not on that excursion with him. No. Not at all. Now, it's unclear how most of those things actually get into a sewer system. Apparently, some of them were flushed and others may have entered through storm drains, as we were talking. The companies, this particular company also used this as an opportunity to remind all of us not to flush certain things that aren't toilet paper. You know, wet wipes, diapers, paper towels, cotton swabs, and also hygiene products. Some of the things that we should not actually be flushing other than the toilet paper. So there you have it.
That would be just common sense. Certain things are not going to go down the toilet.
I mean, you would think, but then we've seen other people try to operate in this world. And yeah, no, that's probably no. Certain things escape certain people. That's really all you need to know, right? But I can imagine it's probably a little adventure when you do the sewers, especially if you're near like a big metro area, right? I can imagine that gets a little dicey down there. So kudos to the people who actually do that stuff so the rest of us don't have to. And take Ken on more adventures with you, by the way.
Please.
Now, of course, we do want to quickly mention MaxFMBigDeals.com because we are having a great big Mother's Day sale over there today. Today only, in fact, 15% off your total purchase price with the promo code MOM. So really, anything that's already pretty much marked down over there is going to be even further marked down today. And so here's just an example of some of the savings you're going to find when you're at maxfmbigdeals.com. If you want to get mom like some of that that permanent jewelry, Love Lash and Weld is the place to go. They have gold, they have sterling silver. It's this process that actually isn't going to harm you, obviously, because they're going to, you know, make sure it stays on your skin, stays on you permanently. It's a $40 certificate, only $28 though right now at maxfmbigdeals.com. I mean, maybe mom wants a really cool bracelet with some initials on it of the kiddos, yeah, or something. I mean, that'd be a great one to go check out. If you also want to, you know, maybe let mom refresh the wardrobe a little bit, a $25 certificate to Amber Lux Consignment Boutique is only $17 right now at maxfmbigdeals.com. That has an instant download available as well. Because, I mean, let's face it, while you're getting stuff for mom, these savings are so good, you might want to get yourself one or two things too,
yourself,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, of course, we also can't forget to mention a two-pack of $10 certificates to Al Ringling Brewing Company. Maybe you want to let mom have a few adult beverages and some great food for Mother's Day weekend. That's a $20 value, only $15 right now at maxfmbigdeals.com with an instant download available on that one as well. And what that means is we aren't sending you anything. It's there on your phone. You're able to use it whenever you want. You know, take yourself out, take mom out. You know, sometimes you don't want to have to worry about all the cooking, or you might want to treat mom to a really nice meal out at some point. That's a great way to do so. Mom will never know that you saved any money, and let's face it, she'll be very proud of you at the same time that you did, because she likes to teach those life lessons of how to budget and save money when you can, and she'll be very proud of you for shopping at maxfmbigdeals.com. Any of the certificates can be gifted, so remember that as well, but definitely check it out today with that big sale, an extra 15% off all of those crazy low prices we already talked about with the promo code MOM. I'm not going to try to do the math for you. Just know you're saving a lot. Like, exactly. It's already, like, in some cases, close to 50%. You add that 15% on, and now you're talking, like, close to 75% off. Mm-hmm. So, everything is priced accordingly. So definitely go over there, check it out, and do some shopping today. Let's face it, Finn, it's Monday. Nobody really wants to do work anyway. You might as well shop online.
Yeah.
And get mom something good. That's the moral of the story.
Splurge on mom, yeah.
That's right. That's right. And on yourself, too. With those kinds of crazy savings, you definitely can afford to today. So make sure you check it out. MaxFMBigDeals.com. Coming up, we're going to take a look at your forecast. Beautiful again today. Lots of sun, 73 for a high. Maybe some rain and some thunderstorms headed our way tomorrow. We'll tell you more about that in just a moment. We're also going to have a look at sports with Mike Ganger next here on MaxFM.
Whether you're a woman looking to start or expand your family, SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo is here for you from the start. Our women's health providers create an environment of focused care and are proud to provide a wide range of women's health services. To schedule an appointment with a provider or learn more about our family birth suites, visit ssmhealth.com/baraboobirth or call 608-355-3800.
Hey guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
New plan. Ellen, you sign up for U.S. Cellular home internet. Madison, you bring me snacks while I stream the game. Let's do this.
Bundle and save on U.S. Cellular's new and improved home internet. Just $34.99 when bundled with a wireless plan. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details.
Big Deals. Hi, it's Jenny from Big Deals, and here's a reminder from a mom for you. Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this mom is here to tell you that I love gift certificates from Big Deals. Certificates for dining, entertainment, and a whole lot more. And if you purchase today, your Big Deal store is offering you an additional 15% off your entire purchase. Just use the promo code MOM. Today, and today only, save big from Big Deals.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
Time for sports on MaxFM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Take a look at some of the action around the area from this past weekend. Back on Friday, the Baraboo Thunderbird baseball team earned a 5-3 victory over Sauk Prairie. Portage got the 10-run win over McFarland, 12-2. Reedsburg took down Mount Horeb at home, 6-1 the final. And Edgewood got a 12-4 win over Stoughton. That was on Friday. On Saturday for baseball, it was Sauk Prairie 8-0 winners against River Valley. Softball action Friday night, it was Portage 6-4 winners over Baraboo. Reedsburg shut out Sauk Prairie 7-0. Edgewood got the 7-0 win over Stoughton. And Mount Horeb with a 15-3 win against McFarland. On Saturday for softball, Reedsburg with a 9-3 win over Portage. Soccer action from Friday night, Baraboo with a big 7-2 win against Toma. It was Mount Horeb shutting out Fort Atkinson 7-0, and then a 1-0 win for McFarland over Oregon. Sauk Prairie able to take down Toma on Saturday, 10-0 the final in that one. The Portage Invite took place back on Friday night, and Sauk Prairie victorious in the 13-school event. Eagles finished with a score of 330, 5 strokes ahead of DeForest. Mount Horeb was third, Verona fourth, and Beaver Dam fifth. You also had Wisconsin Dells a few spots behind the top five with a score of 368, Reedsburg 383, and Portage just behind the Beavers. Partyville rounded out the 13 teams competing. Sauk Prairie was led by Garrett Middleston and Gavin Goach, each with rounds of 79. Action will pick right back up again today for Baraboo. You've got the freshman and sophomore track meet that's going to be hosted at Baraboo. 4 o'clock is when it gets underway. Softball will be traveling to Stoughton today. 5 o'clock start time for that one. And Baraboo baseball is going to be hosting Lodi at Mary Roundtree Evans Field also at 5 o'clock. Jam-packed day of events all around the area. Be sure to check out the schedules for all the details. Cubs shut out the Brewers yesterday, 5-0 the final. They're able to take the series from Milwaukee, 2-1. Brewers now sit 20-13 for the year. They'll be taking on the 20-15 Royals with a 3-game set starting tonight. Bryce Wilson will get the go for the crew. Cole Reagans will counter for the Royals tonight. 6:40 is the first pitch. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 73 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy with some thunderstorms after midnight. Our low 54. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun with rain and thunderstorms. Could be some heavy rain. High tomorrow, 72. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
99.7.
It's 8:48 right now, warming things up nicely this morning. Working on that high of 73. Oh, it is going to be an absolutely gorgeous day. Kind of like yesterday. It was just a perfect spring kind of day. I was loving it. Here's John Mellencamp now. This is Hurt So Good on 99.7 Max FM.
With a girl like you.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:51 right now. And on this Monday, Finn, we need all the reason we can to get through today and the rest of the week. So let's take a look at our calendar days and some of those fun things that just make us remember that, you know, it's not so bad.
We can get through this.
Yeah. That's your pep talk for Monday. I got nothing else. I know that was awful, but that's what I got this morning. So let's see. What do we have on this list? We're going to start with Great Lakes Awareness Day. This is always the first Monday of the first full week of May. And it really just celebrates the Great Lakes and highlights the issues that they face and how the lakes can also be preserved. It's such an amazing natural phenomenon with all the lakes. And we're lucky enough to, you know, have a couple of them right here in the great state of Wisconsin. So just a day to remember that they need a little help and love once in a while as well. Today is International No Diet Day. And really, it is exactly what it says. No restrictions, just eat what you want. And this is all in the vein of body positivity and really just remembering that all of us are beautiful just as we are, which is a little easier said than done. And so I get that one. That one's a little harder than others.
Are you going to be celebrating this one?
I have been recently because I just haven't cared. To some degree. I mean, maybe, you know, I had some coconut milk ice cream this weekend, so that was all good. I started my celebration a little earlier. Mint chocolate chip is always good for the soul, by the way. But it's interesting because in the same vein, I have clothes coming right now that I would probably never, ever in a bazillion years ever wear. So I went ahead and I stepped out of my comfort zone on International No Diet Day. I'll talk about this. I have a pair of white jeans coming. Now, why? I have no idea. I'm a glutton for punishment and I like a really good thrift store deal. These were only like $15 online at one of my favorite thrift stores. So I was like, yeah, if I hate them, it's not like I'm out that much, you know, and the person who owned them offered free shipping because, well, they're just one pair of jeans. So I was like, okay, I can get down with that. So $15. So we'll see. I'm not usually a white jean person for many, many, many reasons. But we'll see how it goes. I've got some stuff this summer that I'm like, I could totally rock the white jeans with this until I get them on and then we'll see how it is. And then I also went way out of my comfort zone. Now, anybody who knows me knows that I hate dresses. Absolutely despise them. Do not love them. I'm so uncomfortable in them. So why did I do this? I have no idea. I went to my favorite website that custom makes clothes. And the other day, it was warm out. This was a few weeks ago. This is why you were in Ireland. It was kind of warm out. I was not loving the fact that I was in jeans that day. And I was like, okay, I need something else for summer. Because I have a lot of like summer pants, linens and stuff like that. Sure. Sometimes you just don't feel like it. And it's hot, right? Like it's hot and you want something easy. So I actually had 3 custom made dresses. Made for me, tailored for me, and they just finished production from my favorite clothing store company ever that customizes things to people that are like, you know, the height of a Smurf. They should be here probably early next week. So I'm a little like hesitant because they're dresses, but at the same time I'm like, okay, there's certain days when you just feel like being put together, but you don't feel like making an outfit. Sure. And dresses kind of do that. We'll see.
At you, though. I mean, yeah, knowing your aversion towards them and you're still diving into it.
We'll see how it goes. Now, the only reason that this was even workable is because they were having a massive sale about probably 3 weeks ago. And everything was kind of like our big deal sale, like 75% off as they clearance out some of the stuff that they've had in inventory for a while and make way for some of these new pieces that they've designed. And the other fabulous thing about it was I could customize the fabric because I didn't like a lot of the choices that I had, but I could go in and I could get different fabrics as well. And there was no customization fee. There was no like fabric change fee this time around either, plus 75% off. So I was like, okay, that I'm always a stickler for a deal. So I was like, that's enough to make me like actually want to go do this. Sure. I could change sleeve lengths. Yeah. I could change necklines, yeah, all of that. Because the one thing my husband said is you can get whatever you want, because he never put stipulations on me because he knows that I'm very, very particular. He's like, just make sure that you're going to be comfortable in it and you will actually wear them at least once or twice. He's like, that's if you're going to like actually do this. So I had to make something I actually would like. So that's that. But yeah. We'll see. White jeans and dresses. This is like way out of my comfort zone. Way, way out of my comfort zone. Let's see what else is today. It is also National Nurses Day. Thank you to all of the incredible nurses that take care of us when we are unable to take care of ourselves, except for the one nurse that I had after I had Max. I do not recognize her on this day. She was actually a pretty fabulous person, and I loved her as a human being, not as my nurse. Because I'll never forget this, Ben. I had just had a C-section, almost lost Max, almost lost me in the middle of this childbirth. It was awful. I wasn't able to move for like 48 hours, 72 hours, something like that, because I had to have straight magnesium pumping into my veins because there were so many issues. I was on all of these medicines, hadn't been up. The woman comes into my room at 4 in the morning. It's 4 in the morning. She turns on the light, throws back the covers, and says, "It's time to get out of bed today." What is happening? Okay. Obviously, my husband sleeping on those super wonderfully comfortable cots that they provide you the hospital
they're
out.
So comfy. Yeah.
He thinks the world is ending and he thinks something is majorly wrong. So he flies out of bed to my screams because my stomach had I hadn't moved after having surgery for like 3 days because I wasn't able to by doctor's orders. She pulls me up out of bed. Do you know what that felt like? That was worst feeling and sensation I've ever had. And I actually screamed, and I have a really high pain tolerance and I don't usually do that kind of stuff. My husband thought the world was ending. So I do not recognize her so much as a nurse on National Nurses Day. I will recognize her as a fantastic human being, but not for that one incident.
She's a good person, but can be nurse ratchet.
She was an old army nurse, so I'm assuming is what it turned out to be. So I'm assuming, you know, she probably saw some pretty gruesome things maybe at one time. So my little stomach staples were probably not enough to, like, you know, make her think twice. All I said to her is I said, I am willing to get out of this bed. I said, you just have to give me more than five seconds to do so. Yeah. I said, let me like work into it. And then I think she realized what she did. And she apologized. She was fantastic. But that's like the only bad experience with a nurse I've ever had. Ever. And I've had a lot of hospital stays. So I figure that's pretty good in my time in the hospital. Yeah, right? Yeah. So, and again, I will recognize her. She's a little harder on that one, though. Just a little harder. Little. It's also National Tourist Appreciation Day today. We can appreciate the tourists until you've worked with them a whole lot. And I only say this as somebody who worked at the Corn Palace and saw half a million tourists every single year come through. Some of them were awesome. Some of them you were wondering how they got from their house to your location because it was a whole problem. And some of them weren't as, you know, nice as they could have been. But we tried to be equally nice.